the station across from the Game and Fish office up on 5th Street there in the parking lot of the travel center, and then another one over at Beulah at the visitor center over there. And then there will be rotating check stations that will be placed at Keyhole Reservoir and Lake Mismin, so you may encounter them as well. And we do have staff there who are checking boats. Basically, laws require that whenever you pass one of these check stations with your boat to or from your boating destination, you do need to stop and be checked. Staff will, you know, visit with you about, you know, where you've last boated, take a look, and they're looking for, like you said, not only zebra and quad mussels, but all kinds of things. There's actually plants, invasive plants that we don't want spread around either. So they're going to do a pretty thorough check of your watercraft. These critters can hide in a lot of places. So these folks know where to look, know what to look for. They'll make it as quick as possible and try and get you back on the road and to your destination as fast as they can. But it is really important that folks stop and get checked out, especially it is required if you have gone out of state with your boat and come back in. You do need to have that inspected before you launch on Wyoming waters. And if you look at a map, pretty much every state around us has at least one water that has documented zebra or quagga mussels.